The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
My mom called me up and said, the caddy's dead. The caddy died. We took it in and they said that the transmission, it would cost $8,000 to repair it and it's just not worth it. So we junked it. And I hung up the phone and I cried. I really cried. I don't know what happened. It was almost like the ducks leaving Tony Soprano's pool. It's just like...
Everyone's got their thing. Time to listen long and prosper, my friends. Welcome back to the Fanatics Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, David Magadoff. With me is my most wonderful co-host, Claire Kramer. How you doing today, Claire?
I'm good, David. How are you?
I'm great because I just finished episode 3 of Star Trek Lower Decks on Paramount Plus because we are going through all 10 episodes of season 3. This is a campaign, my friends. This is a proper podcast campaign where we have on many of the actors. We even have the showrunner. This is a very exciting time to not only be alive, but to be a podcast listener right here. By the way, if you're enjoying this series, please share, like, subscribe, 5 stars, whatever it is that warms your heart to share this with your fellow friends, please do so. We appreciate it as much as we appreciated having on the one, the only, Commander Ransom himself, Jerry O'Connell, the living legend, on today's podcast. Claire, what a treat was that?
First of all, he's amazing. And I love the character, which is, you know, such a Riker, such a Riker ladies man throwback, you know. It's such a fun part. He's such a great guy, Jerry is. It's such a great match, this character, for him. So I really enjoyed his episode. I really enjoyed his Fanatics episode too. I mean, we're talking about like buying used cars for under $15,000 within a 50-mile radius off Craigslist. So he's like a dialed in person, this Jerry guy. Wouldn't you say?
He also did the podcast from a park because his home Wi-Fi isn't that great, and it was wonderful. Guys, you of course know Jerry O'Connell as the co-host of The Talk. You know him from Stand By Me, yes, the most classic of films, Kangaroo Jack, Sliders, and of course, as we said, Commander Ransom himself. Jerry is, like I said, a living legend and an absolute pleasure of a man. Speaking of pleasure, this episode was delightful. I loved that we had that the Scrubble and the statues, and that there's these fantasy rocks. These fantasy rocks that, of course, turn into nightmare rocks. It kind of also was a little play on the idea. I kept just thinking of Alexa and Amazon, and just like that, you know, these rocks that are here listening to us, collecting all of our data. Anyway, enough of the politics of it all. Claire, if you were to touch a rock that brought your fantasy to life.
Is this a XXX podcast all of a sudden, David?
No. We saw a seventh grade geology teacher in a toga in this fantasy. So, you know, there's all sorts of ways in which a fantasy can come true. What would maybe be your non-XXX fantasy come to life if you were to, say, touch a fantasy rock?
I don't know. What about you? What is yours?
It would probably be Noel and Liam Gallagher of Oasis asking if they would wanted me to hang out with them, and they were nice.
Right.
That would be a fantasy because they probably would not want to hang out with me and would probably be a little mean to me. So you don't want to meet your heroes. but a fantasy would be they'd like say, hey, do you want to play in the band? So that's what it would be for
mine
me.
Would be touch the rock and then this very soothing, ominous voice, not like an Alexa voice, but like a soothing voice would say, you now have the longest day where you won't get tired, but you have the longest day and it won't end until you want it to end, where you can do exactly what you want to do. You can go to yoga. You can come home and read a book, do a crossword and a Sudoku. You can, you know, make a cheese platter and eat it and then just relax and hang out. And I wouldn't get tired. I wouldn't. And the day would just, the endless day. That's the end of relaxation for Claire. Claire Kramer's and endless day of relaxation.
And one of your children hands you a healthy glass.
The children aren't
wine.
In it. they're off at camp for the day, you know. Great. I think I'm going to pitch this movie to Jim Carrey. It sounds like a Jim Carrey movie, you know, some sort of looping effect thing. Anyway, Jerry's such a great guy. This is an awesome episode.
Yes.
We didn't ask him about his rock, but next time we talk to him, we will.
Yeah, this is an all-timer of an episode, and also an all-timer of a joke in this episode of Lower Decks was, I just remember Ensign Tendi, she goes, instead of wish me luck to go meet her science mentor, she goes, wish me facts.
Yeah.
It just got me.
It's very well written, the show, obviously.
It is.
So, okay, with no further ado, let's listen to Jerry O'Connell talk about buying used cars off Craigslist. Boom.
Did you have a love for Craigslist previous to the car buyings, or was the car interest what brought you to Craigslist?
You know, I'm going to tell you about my introduction to Craigslist. I was sitting with a buddy of mine. I mean, I could tell his name. He's a really funny guy named Brandon Johnson, who is a very funny writer, and he's part of the Rick and Morty world, and he's someone I really respect, and he's one of the best improvists in L.A., and I mean, this is going to really date me. We were working on something and he said something, we were writing something and he made a Craigslist reference. Oh yeah. We were writing, my wife was working with RuPaul, the great RuPaul. Yes. And they really got along. My wife, Rebecca Romijn, is a model, former model, now an actress on Star Trek, Strange New Worlds. But they really got along, and, you know, my wife was a very famous model in the 90s, and RuPaul was very famous in the 90s also as a recording artist, and as obviously they both moved on to great things, and they're highly successful people. But my friend Brandon Johnson and I thought it would be super funny if they were models in the 90s, both of them, and they got into, and they were like at the top of their game, and they got into... They were put in some sort of coma, and they woke up today and tried to become models again in this like internet world. And we just thought it was like a funny way to sort of like make fun of Instagram fame. Sure. And all that sort of stuff, you know, and they're roommates and they're just like, you know, pounding the pavement, like trying to get back into the modeling game, you know,
like Austin Powers for models.
Right. So there was a scene where. This is how long ago this was. My buddy said, oh, they should go on Craigslist and go to an audition. And I was like, what's that? And we went on Craigslist and he showed me what was happening. This is before, I think, like before it was like known to law enforcement. And my goodness, I was looking at Craigslist and it was like the most frightening. It really made me, it still made me fearful of the internet. Every time I turn on my computer, I think of that experience of going on Craigslist. And my friend being like, this is where our protagonists should start their careers, you know?
Don't go down the category really funny of scene. Casual encounters.
Well, it was a really funny scene that they don't know what the internet is. So they go to an internet cafe and they go on Craigslist. And the guy who runs the internet cafe says, you have to buy a hot dog if you want an hour of internet. So they keep eating hot dogs. Right? It's like, come on. It's funny.
Right.
It didn't go anywhere or whatever. Like. Whatever. Life is filled with failures.
So that was your introduction to Craigslist. And that was a conduit to your fanaticism, which is?
Well, my buddy Brandon Johnson also, we love old cars. We love like comparing. We're very thrifty. We're frugal people. I'm a frugal person, I should say. I shouldn't speak on behalf of Brandon Johnson, but I'm a frugal person. And he was like, dude, you know, you can find like cars on here and everything. And I've always had a used car. I've only bought one new car, and it felt kind of like a cop out to me. It felt kind of too easy. Like he went in and bought a new car and drove away with it. And it was too easy.
You want a challenge.
There was no fear. Well, there was no fear there when you bought it. There was no, what am I buying? Who am I buying it from? Where am I going? Who are these people? Will I survive?
You want more survivalist aspects of your car buying experience.
There's none of that when you go buy a new car. You know, a lot of people use the internet for lustful reasons, for communication, for lustful communication. I don't know, anime, whatever, you know. But for me, it's looking at old beater cars within a 50-mile radius of my home here in Southern California.
I love it. So describe your process. This is such a unique episode because we are talking about a quest almost. The car is the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, you know? And so, Jerry, your fanaticism is, I guess, the quest for the car on Craigslist, culminating right with the purchase. So describe like a full-on experience for me so we can really define this experience or this, process.
Typically, I found my more successful friends are always looking for real estate. They're always talking about real estate and upgrading their homes and buying land and investment properties, commercial properties. And they're always on the internet hunt for a piece of real estate, a rental property. And I'm just too fearful of loans and banks and like, I just don't have the money for it. You know what I'm saying?
It's like, commitment. It's long-term commitment.
I am a homeowner, and that literally is like, and I've been a homeowner for a while now, and I'm still completely freaked out about making those payments. And by the way, it's like auto pay. I shouldn't even look at it. It's still... It makes me bite my nails. It drives me crazy. So that said, I'm more of a go on Craigslist, specifically Craigslist, because there's something just down and dirty about Craigslist. There's no fancy ads. There's no pop-up ads. It's literally black and white typewriter font to sell shit. It's just a shit selling site. There's no frills. There's no, hey, do you suffer from erectile dysfunction? Then click here. I know this is the workplace, but, you know, looking to increase things in your life, click here. There's none of that shadiness. It's just down and dirty. I'm someone who needs to sell this shit. Are you someone who wants to buy this shit? That's what I love about it.
Cash only. Cash is king.
My last purchase on Craigslist was a wire transfer, which kind of freaked me out as well, because Ooh. Now we're getting into like Miami Vice drug stuff.
Not even Zelle? You're talking like old-timey ACH wire transfer?
I had to go to my bank. A lot of questions about what I was doing. Had to fill out forms. Crazy stuff. So what I do is I turn on the Craigslist, and I'm usually sitting next to my wife.
I turn on the Craigslist.
Now, let me tell you something about like being a fan of things, or how do we decipher being a fan of something and being an addict of something? It's not the same. I don't know. It's not the same, but the thing that gives you the dopamine, the thing that gives you, I call it the juice. What gives you the juice? And that's kind of what this podcast is about. What gives you the juice, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And
you, Jerry.
So for me, I fire up the old Craigslist and I'm in bed with my wife. Now, listen, my wife and I have been married for a while. You know, we're still making it, sort of. And it's like, I know we should probably be more intimate when we get into bed. I know we should be, I don't know, reading erotic literature. I don't know, whatever people do, you know, to keep the fire going. But for my wife, Rebecca, and I, firing up Craigslist and looking at old cars under $15,000 within a 50-mile radius of my zip code.
So she likes it too.
I've got my wife. The great thing about being a fan and finding someone out there is showing them your interests, and you think they're going to be like, get out of here with that. Get out of here. I don't want that. I don't want you. I don't want to look at junk cars. Like, show me jewels. Show me real estate. Let's look at real estate. Let's look at investment properties.
So she's not into it. She's totally into the car Craigslist experience.
My wife, the great thing about being in a relationship is I've got her hooked, and now she loves looking at old cars under $15,000 within a 50-mile radius.
But Jerry, that's not the great thing about being in a relationship. She could easily not be interested. So good on you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Some people have different interests. How cool is it that the two of you have that? So you need to teach a class.
That's what's so great, having similar likes and interests.
Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number smart beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number smart beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, so Jerry, I need to ask you, is it the quest with Rebecca or is it the purchase?
Well, it's the quest.
How many of these have culminated in a purchase?
There have been three purchases. Okay.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you the story of a couple of them. I'm going to tell you the story of one. I'm a man of a particular age. I grew up in the 90s. My parents and I, we had a car that was, I mean, the worst car in our neighborhood. It was disgusting. It was,
what was it? Come on, Jerry.
This is turning into a therapy session.
Oh, that's the point.
My parents in 1976, I guess when they came into some money, 1976, no one watching this podcast was even alive, purchased a 1974 Cadillac DeVille. It was maroon, and it was a beautiful car, if I recall. But I was two years old. By the time I became aware of materialism and status and wealth, that car was 11 years old. And it was a real piece of shit. We lived on the East Coast. It was rusted. It was a piece of shit. And my parents never got rid of it. And I would say, can we get rid of this car? And my mother would say, no, why do we need a new car? It runs fine. If something breaks, I get it fixed. It's a great car. And, you know, that car was a beautiful car when we bought it. And I go, but it's just so embarrassing when, like, my friends come in and I started to get parked blocks away. You know, you're at that terrible age where you can't go by yourself to the mall. You need your parents to drive you. You can't go meet a friend and go to a restaurant. You have to have your parents drive you. You have to get picked up. You have to get dropped off. You're yoked to your parents. You're linked to them. You can't escape. There is no escape. And I was truly embarrassed and it enraged me. And I remember thinking to myself, God, if you can hear me, if you ever grace me with money, I am going to only drive new cars. I'm going to only purchase brand new fucking cars and drive them and pick people up and pick my dates up and say, get in my new car. Do you smell that? That's a new car smell. How hot am I to you? How hot are all my new things? How attractive am I to you and to the world? How much do I exude wealth? And my parents never got rid of that car until well after I went to college and moved out of the house. And then my mom called me up and said the car died. And I felt I just moved to LA and I had become, oh man, this is going to sound so cocky. And I don't mean it this way because I'm not into material things, but
it's a safe space, Jerry.
I was now a young man, just moved to LA, who was on a television show, and I had money to buy a new car. I could easily afford a new car. I had no credit score because I hadn't purchased anything, and I lived at home during college, but I paid off college. That was done. But I was about to get a brand new car. My mom called me up and said, the caddy's dead. The caddy died. We took it in, and they said that the transmission, it would cost $8,000 to repair it, and it's just not worth it, so we junked it. And I hung up the phone and I cried. I really cried. I don't know what happened. It was almost like the ducks leaving Tony Soprano's pool. It just like, it really affected me. And that is when I first, not through Craigslist, because Craigslist wasn't invented then, I purchased my first beater car, which was through something called Auto Trader, which was a magazine, a black and white magazine where you looked at photos. And I got a 1980 Scout, an international Scout, like a truck.
What company makes a Scout? What's the company?
You know, it's a farming company called International Harvester, and they make like it's like a truck. Look it up.
I'm Googling it right now. Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I looked for a photo online of me in that truck, and I couldn't find it. I'm sure I have some. Yeah, they're really like fun cars. So I drove that around LA, and it really taught me like. I'd never known anything about engines. Like it taught me, like I got a really good mechanic that I really liked and he was a little weird. He did live in a trailer outside of the shop that fixed the car, but I really liked him and I overpaid him and he was cool. And that car ran for a while. But then I got into a relationship a few years later with a young lady who, there was no top on that car and the young lady hated what it did to her hair. And listen, I understood that. Like, it was like a lot, that car, you know? I mean, I'm here in Southern California. It's currently 105 where I'm standing. I have to come outside because my kids are still at home from school and they're just on TikTok and there's no Wi-Fi at my house. I have two children on TikTok. I'm sorry. No conspiracy theories here, but TikTok takes up so much bandwidth, especially if you have two children who are on it. It is definitely sucking every bit of information out of my house. Whatever crypto information is in my house, they are taking it all. So I come here to a park down the street from my house. That's why I said for show and tell, I could be back in like 10 minutes because I'm like 10 minutes from my house. But I'm right under a 5G tower. I can feel the COVID waves hitting me. It's all good. I'm getting a clear signal.
You look like you're levitating just a little bit. I do see a little like you're a foot off.
But so I had to sell my beater car and that's when I only purchased a new car because the young lady I was dating, like we'd get to restaurants, we were on dates and her hair would be like this. And she did have it was a curly hair problem and it was like, I had to help her out. So I got a new car, but then we broke up and I was like, why did I change who I was? And then got on Craigslist, purchased a couple cars. Some that busted out and I had to get rid of them immediately because they didn't work. That's also the fun, the juice of getting a car on Craigslist. But then...
Are you being scammed?
Are you being scammed?
Will it run in a week?
Are you going to die when you go see this person? You know, it's like...
Do you bring people with you, Jerry, when you...
I bring my wife. I bring my wife and I have her park a block away. Oh. And I'm like, listen... I'm going to text
you.
I don't want them, you know, if there's a gun or something, I don't like want us both. I'm like, I'm going to walk up. I'm going to text you if it's safe. We recently made a Craigslist purchase, and I was a block away, and I walked up, and my wife gets really... The thing that's also fun about it, during these exchanges, these meetups, these deals, if you will, my wife gets really nervous, and it's fun. Like, you got to do things in life that scare you, everybody. You got to do something that's like... I'm not saying go out and just meet up with randos on Craigslist because it's super dangerous. Listen, PSA, it's super dangerous. Please, everybody. Internet is super dangerous, not just Craigslist. The whole place. Don't meet up with anybody. I tell my kids when they're like playing Roblox and they're like, oh, I just met a cute girl. I met a fun girl. She's a friend. She lives in London. And I'm like, girls, that is a Chechenian man who is talking to you. Listen to me. He is a Chechenian man, and it starts off this way, and then he wants photos of you. Trust me when I tell you this. There is no talking to anybody on Roblox. None. We don't do that. We don't communicate. We're not here to make friends. This is here to connect with your friends and do anything but homework with your current friends. We're not on the internet to make friends. Maybe a chat room if you're into Hanson and you want to meet other Hanson fans. That's fine. I get that. That's a specific thing. But we're not here to make pals on the internet, especially if we're teenage girls. I'm sorry.
This is a good lesson, and I agree. I also have teenage girls, and this is like exactly what they need to hear. It's so true.
So my wife was a block away. And I went up and I walked up to the guy's house, and it was the oldest, sweetest, oldest man. And he was like, hello. And I was like, I forget the guy's name. Are you Barry? And he went, are you Jerry? And I went, yeah, hey, hold on a second. And he was like, oh gosh, who are you calling? And I was like, I'm just calling my wife. My wife was scared to meet you too. We were all scared of each other, Barry. And he was like, I don't want any trouble. And I was like, oh, no, gosh. I'm just, and I was like, sir, please, sir, we're just here to look at the car. And I called to my wife, and then my wife came, and we got a whole tour of his house, and he was so honest, and it was so sweet. And it was just so funny that we were both deathly afraid of each other. I think that says a lot about us as a society, you know?
Yes.
So that's sort of the juice that we really like. But let me tell you a story about my wife and I were hunting. I told you about the wealthy guy who lived in my neighborhood. This is the 1990s, early 90s, late 80s. He drove a Jeep Grand Wagoneer. Do you remember them?
Oh, yeah.
And it was now. Like...
They're kind of... You like boxy cars, huh?
Yeah. I like a big boxy car, but that to me, and I remember I was driving around on my parents' shit box, that shit rust box that was 20 years old, 15 years old. And I remember thinking like, I wish my family owned a Grand Wagoneer. And I remember looking through the paper one day and I found an ad for a Grand Wagoneer. And I said to my parents, like, let's get this car. Why would we get a car? We don't need a car. The car runs fine. And I was on Craigslist and I was looking for old cars, and I saw 50 miles under $15,000, and I saw a Wagoneer on there, and it just hit me. I mean, literally. And my wife was there, and my wife went, "Ooh, I love those Wagoneers." And I didn't tell her the whole story about having a crappy car and feeling insecure about life and feeling insecure about women. I just said, I love them too, you know?
Keep it simple.
And my wife said, we should go look at that car. And I was like, let's do it. So we had to drive to South Pasadena, for those listening, not in Southern California. It's a nice area. It's kind of a hipster area. Mm-hmm.
It's very nice. I live very close to there. It's a lot of money.
And full, like another tangent. I'm going off on tangents on this. I swear, I did take an edible right before I did this. But
there you go.
That's a joke, everyone. I'm kidding. I'm not. We love Houston's, that restaurant in Pasadena. Houston's is a chain of restaurants.
On Arroyo. Wow. Yes, I know exactly.
Everybody, listen, I'm not getting paid by anybody to do this. I swear, I'm on Star Trek Lower Decks. Everybody should watch it on Paramount Plus now. That's why I'm here. You could follow me on Yelp as well. But any excuse to go, we don't have a Houston's near us, so we have to go to Pasadena, which is about a 40-minute drive for us. Any excuse to go to Pasadena. My wife looked at me, and we were in bed, and my wife was like, let's go look at that Wagoneer, and let's go to Houston's. And we were like, let's go. They have a kale salad. They have a spinach dip. Their burgers are incredible. If you order a martini or any sort of beverage, they put it in a frozen glass, and then when you are finished halfway through, they bring another frozen glass and marry it in there. You who've been to Houston's know what I'm talking about. David, you know what I'm talking about.
Why is this podcast not about Houston's?
It could be, because I'm getting back to how I got there. So we drove to South Pasadena, and we found the car, and we started it up. And my wife has a crazy thing about air conditioning. My wife, who also grew up with beater cars. Oh, this is another thing. My wife and I are the same age, and we both had families that didn't have nice cars, you know what I'm saying? And so we have a theory that you want the car that rich people had when you were a kid that your parents couldn't get. That's how you can tell. Mm-hmm. So if you see someone in a Porsche, that typically means they grew up around the same time I did, and they probably couldn't, their family couldn't afford a Porsche when they were younger. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I have a big thing for Porsches. I've never owned one. And for me, like, that Golden Palace was a Grand Wagoneer. And we went to go meet the guy. He seemed cool.
At his house or at a park? That's always an interesting thing. Sometimes it's a house, sometimes it's a public place or a parking lot.
This was at a park. I mean, it was at a park, which is good. It's a public place. And also, there's crime out there. There's criminality. You really have to be careful.
Not in South Pasadena. That's a pretty family-oriented kind of neighborhood, I find.
I know, but still, you don't know. Like, today, it's crazy out there, David. Life is crazy.
But Jerry, is that part of the joy for you? Is there's a of the unknown, and that you might need to use your skills? And you know what I mean by skills?
That's the juice right there. That's the juice. Okay, so met the guy, but here's the thing about my wife. My wife obviously grew up with beaters as well. And my wife makes such a big thing out of air conditioning. And I was always like, these cars aren't going to have air conditioning. It's a 32-year-old car. It's not going to have AC. Like, a 2-year-old car, the AC breaks, you know? Well, stop with the AC.
What it will have is ashtrays and a lighter.
A faint smell of nicotine. Probably involved.
Fuzzy ceiling.
Probably involved in a homicide.
Could have been underwater at one point.
I was like, stop with the AC. We were driving there, and my wife was like, it better have AC. And I was like, it's never going to have AC. What is your thing with AC? And my wife said, growing up, my car's never had AC. And I just want a car with AC. And it hit me in like, it literally was like acupuncture to my soul. It like hit me. And I turned to my wife, and we were driving to South Pass to go look at the car, to go to Houston's to get the martini with the ice. And I looked at my wife and I went, I understand what you want. I totally understand that. And like, we didn't speak after that. And we were on a mission. We go to see the Wagoneer. Start it up. It sounds good. It sounds good. I know nothing mechanically about anything, but I have to open the hood and be like, yeah, looks good. It's good. It's good wiring. And how many, it's a good fan belt. That's a fan belt. Okay. Yeah. Look at the Sparkies. Might need some new Sparkies.
Sparkies.
And I look in there, and the guy's just sort of stared there. He was sort of a nice guy. But we get in the car and we start it up, and my wife gets in and we look around, and it feels good. It feels good. And then comes the real test, guys. My wife turns on the AC.
Ooh.
And I'm like, oh, this is going to be a deal breaker. This thing is never going to work. And it blasts the coldest Arctic Freon air right into our faces. And my wife turned to me and said, we are buying this car. But on Craigslist, you can't just buy a car right there. You got to be like, I got some other cars. I'm looking at. Okay, it's good seeing you, man. Maybe, maybe not, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, we go to Houston. We're so excited. We're giddy. We're we're going to own a Wagoneer. It's so great. I had tried to buy a Wagoneer before, which did not have AC, and the guy wanted $20,000. And I had a rule. I was like, no $15,000, so I offered him $14,000. And he said, don't ever text me again. And he blocked me. So it's so funny about like negotiating with people. Like he really like, I couldn't believe how, like it was a negotiation. Like, don't be insulted, man. Like this is where we're opening. Hey man.
So you didn't get the car?
So I didn't get that car. But anyway, man. No. That was the one before. So we went to Houston's and I said to my wife, I've got to come back to this person with a respectable number when negotiating. If you really want something, you have to respect, you have to show respect on Craigslist. Craigslist is all about respect. Respect me on Craigslist. I don't know what I'm talking about. Is this the weirdest podcast you've ever done?
Oh, that's
no, but a little sidebar story. That's like in and out. When I first moved here, I heard if you don't say, hey, how's it going? Before you place your double-double order or your animal style order, they will spit in your food. So every time you go to in and out, you got to say, hey, what's up, man? How are you? Or how's it going? Before you start. Respect. Same thing. Got to show that respect. That's a big California thing. Awesome.
You should sort of like do that with every drive. I mean, I'm not the manners police here, but like you should, whether you're in McDonald's or In-N-Out or Taco Bell, you should always say, hey, what's up?
Well, this is
how was your day? It's hot outside, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes. I agree, but this has turned into an urban legend, is what I'm saying, with In-N-Out. So we'll discuss that later.
That.
But yeah, so you got to show
your...
But I do
find that In-N-Out, they're just sort of like nicer. They're such eager teenagers at In-N-Out. I always... wish
even
there was
if they're 40, they're still like an eager teenager.
I wish there was that on the pad, like the 15, 18... Man, I saw one that was 30%. You know the tip bar? Listen, the world is getting crazy. The world is really, inflation is hard. When back in my day, it used to be 10, 15, and if you were a baller, 20% with the tip thing. I went to a place, I think it was like a fancy coffee house. It was, the opening number was 20. It was 20, 25, 30. And I was like, what happened here? But I always go to the right. You should always go to the right, especially if you have the funds. It's just like a karma thing. But
all right, Jerry, the Wagoneer.
Okay, listen.
So you're at Houston's.
The Wagoneer.
Very low-lit restaurant, by the way. It's just to
great
help
restaurant.
Set the scene. So this it's podcast. A low-lit. Jerry and Rebecca are having a deep conversation about respecting this man. And
this podcast brought to you by Craigslist, Houston's, and In-N-Out. I said, I can't lowball him because the last person I lowballed blocked me. I'm blocked from them. And then when someone blocks you, you really want to talk to them. I still throw him a text like, hey, are you up? I gave him back a decent number. He said, let's meet halfway at another number. It was over my 15,000, which I didn't like, but I had to do it. And we got it. Hold on a second. Here comes my wife right now. I can't believe it. What a special treat. Stop. Don't give the finger because this is like this is a podcast. Just pull up a little more. I'm talking about the story of when we got the Wagoneer.
Rebecca is doing a slow roll.
It's my wife. Hi. Okay. That was it. That was my wife.
Hi.
usually when she goes past me, she usually goes like this. So I was like,
yeah.
It's funny. We have a funny joke where if we see each other out on the road, we always go, beep, beep, fuck you. It's funny. But so I gave him a respectable number. He came back with somewhere in the middle. And then we became the proud owners.
Oh, he's showing us the Wagoneer right now.
It is nice.
That is nice.
Of a Grand Wagoneer.
It's real nice.
What year is that, Jerry?
She's a beauty.
It is. A 91. It literally is my pride and joy. I drive it every day. I pick my kids up 91. In it. I tell my kids, like sometimes my kids get in it and go, oh gosh, I wish you had a new car. And I think back to when I was a kid and I go, no girls, you really don't wish I had a new car. You're going to look back at this car and have such great memories. There she is.
Awesome.
This is a great end because it was like, you've been recording, he's been outside as we know everyone, and his phone has been sitting on the car the whole time. So the very thing that he's been speaking about now is the very thing that we are looking. It is a,
there it is. This was such a fun car.
This is better than a Jordan Peele movie. This was a real reveal.
There it is. It's so fun. It gets so many.
The AC's good, Jerry. And how many miles on it?
It blasts. And, you know, I'm one of those people who does believe that, like, climate change is real. So, like, you need it, you know? But there it is.
How many miles?
I mean, who knows? The odometer is, like, so weird. It's so weird.
You should probably find out.
You know what? One day. So, Jerry, with my daughter, who's 14 and a half, almost 15, she's going to start driving soon. I have held on to my father's car, which is not as old as that, but it is a 2009. So it doesn't have any of the, like, you know, technology and
digital analog.
So she's going to learn to drive without all that. And I think she's going to be a better driver for it.
As my friend Brandon Johnson says, we love analog cars, analog cars.
Jerry, this has been an absolute pleasure. Can you please regale us with a love letter to that which you adore searching upon Craigslist for these beat up cars?
Like your Wagoneer.
Dear used cars on Craigslist, we live in a time of fast fashion and everything has to be new. What's the most technological? Who has the newest device? Who has the newest car? Who has the newest phone? Who has the newest watch? But sometimes you just gotta sit back, look around, and just drive to work and sit in traffic like the good old days. Just think about where you are, where you want to go, and how grateful you are for everything. And that will only come with cars under $15,000 within a 50-mile radius of your home on Craigslist. Sincerely, Jerry.
And now he's going to turn the key.
I love it.
Drive off into the sunset. He's doing it. He's putting it in.
Hey, guys, this was a lot of fun. Thanks. I really enjoyed my time here and talking about my love of used cars on Craigslist. All right, guys?
All right. Bye, Jerry.
See ya.
Bye, Jerry.
See you guys.
See ya. He's now in the car. The lights are on, and he's driving away while his phone is capturing it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
That episode, David, hit home with me in so many ways. One, I'm a Craigslist cruiser and user, and I will start by telling you a funny story. Several years ago, around the time Buffy and Bring It On was happening, you know, early 2000s, I was moving a lot, you know, trying to find my right place in Los Angeles. And I listed a bunch of furniture on Craigslist. And of course, having fun with those pictures, I was like laying on the couch and like sitting on the chair, everything that I was selling. And I got a call from my agency at the time. And they were like, yeah, you can't put yourself on Craigslist in the furniture anymore. Like, people recognize you. You're doxing yourself with your address and your phone number.
Pre-Poshmark.
And so So I was like, oh, shit. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, but I've used Craigslist. I am with Jerry. Like the simplicity of it. This is also why I like Reddit a lot. You know, it's a simple site. It's like a loaf of bread. It's not bragging. It's not trying to like, you know, be something it's not. It's just there for you every day to put your sandwiches together. That's what Craigslist is like. And I love it.
It's like a loaf of bread. That's a great.
It's like you can Craigslist count on it. Quote. It doesn't need to evolve. Like it doesn't need to change. It doesn't need ads. It's, you know, there's no retention. If I look at a lawnmower on Craigslist, I'm not getting delivered lawnmower ads for the next 2 years. You know, there's the pixelation is not tracking. It may be tracking it, but at least they're not targeting me with the used shit I'm looking at.
Will you buy used cars or new cars, Claire? Or are you someone who leases?
No, I'm a used car person. I pay cash for my cars, and that way I have no payment. I haven't had a car payment in over a decade.
And we do a virtual pound right now because I'm the same girl.
Boom.
Yeah, it's nice, boom. Right? You just,
yes.
You're driving around, you're like, I don't got to worry about nothing, and it's my car.
Yeah, it's great. And I have two cars right now. I have one, as I mentioned on the podcast, that I'm saving for my daughter, who will be driving in a year and a half. She insists she doesn't want it. And I'm like, oh, yeah, the second you get your license, you're going to want that car. Like, she's like, I want a Mini Cooper. I want a, you know, a Volkswagen Bug. I'm like, well, you get this green Jeep. And maybe if you save your money, I'll go halvesies if you want to paint it a different color.
Ooh.
And yeah, most recently I purchased a Lincoln Navigator used, which has been a little more high maintenance than my previous used car purchases. But I'm not disappointed. I still love it.
Did Matthew McConaughey come with the car?
Well, he in spirit, yes.
So that's why it's a little answer. Difficult.
You know, I'm a huge fan of Lincoln Lawyer, the book before the series or the movie. And now I like the series a lot. So that did add into my like excitement for getting a Lincoln. I've never had a Lincoln before.
I got my 2004 white Toyota Highlander, a two-wheel drive, a V4 Highlander. It's like the only Highlander that exists that's not a V6. But it's got 240,000 miles on it, and I got it from a guy on Craigslist.
I am so with you. And you know what? There was a little bit of jealousy when Jerry showed his Wagoneer.
It's cool. It was a cool car.
And I think I may be like looking into a Wagoneer next. And if I apply the same matrix for purchases that Jerry has, I feel like this could be like something I could be successful with. You know, there's also, David, let me tell you, this world is stressful. Life is stressful. Would you agree?
Yes, life can be very
like,
stressful.
It's full of like bills and responsibilities and, you know, conversation with people you don't want to talk to at times, errands, all this stuff. So there's something very relaxing about going on Craigslist and looking at the items for purchase. And also within that, like, you're like, you know what? I'm reusing, I'm being green, I'm being environmentally friendly, I'm being fiscally responsible for myself, mm-hmm. for my family. Mm-hmm. Like, there's just a lot of joy from Craigslist that I get.
Yes, you're good. It's good for you, good for the planet, and good for a little adventure. And if you need someone to come with you and be a block away, Claire, I'll find someone
Thank
to go
you,
out
David.
There with you.
Thank you. That, you know, I have to say, for the first time, I have thought of that recently, but I've never had a bad encounter, you know, and the stuff I've bought a lot of stuff off Craigslist over the last two decades.
And guys, I have some news for you. You don't have to buy any of our podcasts. They're free. So there's no danger. I get it.
Free 99.
But you can go right on to wherever you're listening to it right now. Is it Apple? Is it Spotify? Is it iHeart? Are you SoundClouding these potentially? Are you at wearefanatics.com? Wherever you're enjoying them. We're sorry we're not giving you the juice, as Jerry called it, the adventure and the spirit. But hopefully the podcasts are filled with enough adventure and enough edginess and enough danger around every corner for your liking. And we'll see you next Thursday for yet another juice-filled podcast. Jerry O'Connell, God bless you. David Magadoff, Claire Kramer, bye-bye.
Bye. And before you guys go, let's talk about next week. Why not? We have Mike McMahon coming on. He is the showrunner for Star Trek Lower Decks, so he's going to tell us all the inside scoop. He also was the showrunner for Rick and Morty and a dream job of mine, PA'd for South Park. Mike is coming on to talk about Coke Zero, not Diet Coke, not Coca-Cola Classic, Coke Zero. So we will see you guys next Thursday. Thank you for listening to Fanatics, a Roddenberry podcast. For more episodes and info, head over to wearefanatics.com or tweet your Fanatics thoughts and stories at @WeAreFanatics.
Yes, that's We Are, F-A-N-A-D-D-I-C-T-S. Our show is hosted by Claire Kramer and me, David Magadoff.
Produced by me, Claire Kramer, and Kelsey Goldberg. Executive producers Trevor Roth and Rod Roddenberry.
Our sound engineer and editor is Elizabeth Joy Windham, and you can thank Stephen Mudd for our theme song.
Catch us next Thursday for another Fanatics episode.
Bring your wife to your Craigslist deals. Bring your wife to all those Houston's meals. Bring your wife and have lots of fun. But make sure there's AC.
Boom.
Enhance your listening experience with Wondery Plus. Enjoy ad-free listening, exclusive content, binges, and more. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.